Planned Parenthood, 100 years later, our topic today. Brad Mattis is with us from the Life Issues Institute. Just before we continue on, Brad, give us a word about your organization, Life Issues Institute.
Sure. We're here to provide educational pro-life resources for the public and the pro-life movement. And we do that through our flagship website at lifeissues.org, lifeissues.org, where we have over 5,000 pages of information from fertilization to euthanasia and everything in between.
Lifeissues.org is a website. Brad, Cecile Richards, she has claimed this, quote, "We've made incredible gains during our first century, and we're just getting started. We will build on our proud legacy and launch our second century with as much passion, courage, and conviction as our first." And then she said, "Our work is far from complete." Your comment?
Well, I don't know how you can brag about taking the lives of 7 million innocent unborn babies. Keep in mind that the Holocaust claimed about 6 million lives. Planned Parenthood single-handedly has created and overseen an American modern-day Holocaust of abortion. And then she has the gall to say they've just gotten started. I think their arrogance has come through very clearly. They receive so much government funding. They get accolades from the President of the United States, and they're clearly not going to stop the heinous act of abortion unless we can pull their funding and change the laws.
Planned Parenthood continues to insist that abortions are only 3% of what it does. That 3% is told us over and over and over again. Help us understand this very misleading number.
Well, that is certainly a bunch of malarkey, if I might use a technical legal term. They do that by this kind of reporting. When a woman comes in for an abortion, she'll have like STD testing, pregnancy test, so-called counseling, and afterwards she may get a prescription for birth control pills. That's basically, as you or I would see it, one service. It's the abortion service with related things to it. But no, they count each one of those as an individual service. As if the woman came in for that birth control or STD testing independent of the abortion. And as a result, then, they claim that only 3% of their services include abortion. But the reality, Jim, is that 90% of pregnant women who walk into Planned Parenthood for their so-called services choose abortion. And that doesn't sound like it's only 3%.
Not at all. Not at all. And yet we continue to have those numbers touted from their PR firms and from legislative bodies. I mean, we've seen, you know, where a congressman and senators whose constituents have contacted them, you know, have come back with that 3% number as well.
And the media that is so pro-abortion and liberal, you know, they just feed that. And they repeat those lies, and they don't hold them accountable for the facts and the reality of what situation really is.
We've heard a lot of discussion recently about the Hyde Amendment, and Planned Parenthood has been very much opposed to the Hyde Amendment. For those not familiar with it, what exactly is a Hyde Amendment?
Well, years ago, after abortion was legalized, Medicaid was paying for abortions for women who were poor. Thankfully, to some pro-life members of Congress, a Democrat and a Republican, they passed the Hyde Amendment. And that stopped any tax dollar funding of abortions for poor women. It has saved millions of lives over the years. We just celebrated its 40th anniversary. Mm-hmm. The reality, though, is that we have to pass this amendment every year, attach it to spending legislation. And what we need to do is pass a law that makes it permanent. Planned Parenthood and the other rest of the abortion industry have made it clear their number one goal for 2017 is to have force you and I to pay for abortion on demand with our tax dollars. And if they get the right president under Obamacare, they could do it.
Speaking of the election, Planned Parenthood is said to be spending some $30 million on this election. I mean, they view this as an election as one that is vital for them, their existence, that they have much at stake writing here.
Well, absolutely, and they're putting all of those eggs into one basket for Hillary Clinton, who is has an aggressive abortion agenda, of course. But they saw the writing on the wall this year, Jim. they saw both the House and the Senate pass legislation that pretty much stopped all of their funding. And if we had had a pro-life president, their federal funding would have been pretty much cut off entirely. So they are very fearful that if they don't hold the White House and hold a pro-abortion president, then they are going to lose out on the big cash cow that they have for feeding off the government. And that's why they are putting so much money into this presidential election.
Yeah, and let's look at what precipitated that vote by the House and Senate. Last year, we had the Center for Medical Progress that released a series of undercover videos, shocked the nation, raised a number of disturbing questions about whether or not Planned Parenthood affiliates were illegally profiting from harvesting tissue from aborted babies. Where does this stand, Brad?
Well, you know, they were caught red-handed on video, negotiating prices for body parts, spleens, hearts, livers, brains, and there was no way they could excuse that away. Unfortunately, pro-abortion politicians and the media have been complicit in hiding this story. However, last week, the Orange County District Attorney has indicted two sister companies in Southern California for purchasing what they say is hundreds of fetal tissue products for profit. Planned Parenthood down there has been selling DV Biologics and Da Vinci Biosciences hundreds of body parts. We're talking intestines, livers, hearts, brains, pancreas, you name it, they've been selling it. Now, what the press release from the county district attorney said is we are not debating whether this should be legal or not. But what they are saying is that we are showing that they illegally are selling this fetal tissue because that's a violation of federal law.
This is amazing to see happen, and we've seen some pretty intense hearings take place in Congress over the release of these videos. California has just passed a very disturbing law here about undercover videos as well, and as it relates to medical providers.
Oh, it does. They were very unhappy that David DeLeiden's videos exposed the abortion industry for what it was. So what do you do when Planned Parenthood gets caught red-handed selling baby body parts is they pass a law to punish those who catch them breaking the law. Hmm. And that's exactly what happened in California.
Wow. There's something else disturbing, too, out to that way. A Daily Caller has a story about the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholding a law that requires pro-life pregnancy groups to promote abortion. This was something that was supported by the California Planned Parenthood.
Yes, all of those centers in California, according to the 9th Circuit, are forced now to put up signs and tell women where that they can get a free state tax-paid abortion. And then they also have to give them a phone number for the local abortion mill so that they can go and get that free abortion. That's clearly a blatant violation of First Amendment rights. But what is really spooky, Jim, is that we kind of expected this ruling from the liberal Ninth Circuit Court, but the only place it has to go now is to the Supreme Court.
Mm.
And we all know the importance of the Supreme Court in maintaining a pro-life majority on there. It's expected that the next president could appoint three or four justices to that court.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a pro-abortion president, we are resigning decades of infant lives to death. They are being sentenced to death for generations if this court gets so lopsided in support of abortion.
My. And I notice that, they're so specific, talking even about they have to use 14-point type in some regards or 22-point type for other things. I mean, these notices that the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, that these pregnancy centers are having to do to notify about these abortions, what other business are they doing this for?
Well, that's a good question, and I can't think of one that you can dictate to a business to do what is totally counter to what your mission is. These are people who are dedicated to providing alternatives to abortion for the parents and the baby, to helping them with free services. you know, these women can walk in and get all of this for free, and a lot of these centers are run by volunteers, and yet they are, the government, state government, has decided that they are going to force them to be an arm of the abortion industry.
Are there cracks in the dike of Planned Parenthood?
Yes, I think that we saw that very vividly in the Dalyden videos. We are seeing it from men and women who come out of employment of Planned Parenthood. We're seeing it in testimony from women who have used the so-called services of Planned Parenthood. Women are telling us now that when they go in for a pregnancy test, and if they say they're going to give the baby life, then they are rejected from receiving any services from Planned Parenthood from that point on. They will only help them if they choose abortion. Pro-choice if it's their choice.
So often we look at this huge problem before us, Brad, and we just have this attitude, I'm only one person, this problem is so huge, what can I do? What can be done? What can you suggest to our listeners here today?
Well, one of the things you can do is go to our website at lifeissues.org, and we've got a list of ideas of things you can do. But, Jim, every individual can make a big impact. What you need to do now is to educate yourself on the reality of abortion, how to present that information effectively. You need to find out where the candidates stand on abortion, not only on the presidential level, but down to the school board level and everything in between. Because I'll tell you, I wouldn't vote for a dog catcher into office unless I knew that he or she was pro-life. Because every candidate, you know, climbs that ladder of success politically. Mm-hmm. Look at what Obama did. He was a community organizer, jumped to the state Senate and then to the presidency, or the
U.S. Senate.
U.S. Senate and then to the presidency. I mean, if we could have stopped him in the state Senate, then we wouldn't be having the most pro-abortion president in our nation's history.
LifeIssues.org is a website, and friends, today we're opening our phone lines. If you have a question you'd like to ask of our guest today, a comment as it relates to Planned Parenthood 100 years later, our phone number is 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. As we mentioned, Planned Parenthood is said to be spending $30 million on this election. This organization that is dedicated to taking the lives of unborn babies in the womb. And we have seen the millions that have had their lives taken. And folks, when are we going to wake up as a nation? I mean, we get outraged, and rightly so, over children who are killed by means of accidental gun deaths. But how more outraged we ought to be over the intentional killing that is taking place day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. Our number to crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We're going to take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be back with your questions, your comments here today. Folks, does this get under your craw here? Our number, 800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk.